This is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our second celebrity for season two.
She's mostly known for her role in the hit show Friends.
But she also acts in tons of other movies and shows.
Today we're reviewing Jennifer Aniston.
Woo! All right,
so we're going to get right into her childhood. She was born on February 11th, 1969, so as of right now, she's 51 years old. She was born in Sherman Oaks in Los Angeles, California, in the United States, and her star sign is Aquarius.
She comes from Italian, Greek, English, Scottish, and Irish heritage, and her parents split when she was only 9 years old.
Then for her early life activities, she attended Waldorf School and joined the Drama Society, with them she performed in The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window and Three Sisters. Her drama teacher was named Anthony Abeson.
So now moving right along to claim to fame, her acting debut, she was an uncredited dancer in McDonald's in the show, in the movie or show Mac and Me in 1988. So she was uncredited for being a dancer in the background, but that's how she got put out into the acting world.
And her biggest role was as Rachel Green on Friends from 1994 to 2004, which was a total of 236 episodes.
That is a lot of episodes.
So many.
Okay, but moving on to her other appearances in television shows and movies. She was Courtney Walker in Malloy for 7 episodes in 1990.
She was Jeannie Bueller in Ferris Bueller for 13 episodes from 1990 to 1991.
She was many characters in The Edge for and she was those characters for 20 episodes from 1992 to 1993.
She was Susie Brooks in Herman's Head for 2 episodes in 1992 and 1993.
And I would like to add that normally reviewing, like researching all the other celebrities, they normally start off with doing one episode, maybe two, but she started off being like 7 episodes, 13 episodes, 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. She did a lot at the beginning. She was Kiki Wilson in Quantum Leap in the episode Nowhere to Run in 1992.
She was Linda Campbell in Burke's Law, and Who Killed the Beauty Queen was the name of the episode in 1994.
She was Madeline Drago Cooper in Muddling Through for 10 episodes in 1994.
She hosted Saturday Night Live for 4 episodes between 1995 and 2016.
She was CPA Susan in the show Partners on the episode Follow the Clams in 1996.
She was Galatea, the voice in Hercules, the episode Hercules and the Dream Date in 1998.
She was the voice of Mrs. Stevens in South Park on the episode Rainforest Schmain Forest in 1999.
She was Pepperoni Sue and Stephanie, the voice, in King of the Hill, an episode called Queasy Rider in 2003.
She was Tina Harrod in Dirt, and I'm going to mess up this episode name, Ida Missa Est, sure, in 2007.
She was Claire Harper in 30 Rock, and the episode was called The One with the Cast of Night Court in 2008, which is similar to a lot of the titles of the episodes of Friends, which is always The One With.
Katie lost
her place.
She was Glenn in Cougar Town in the episode All Mixed Up in 2010.
She was Dana in Burning Love for 2 episodes in 2011.
She was Alex Levy and an executive producer of The Morning Show, and she's been on 10 episodes, and that ran from 2019 to present.
And she is herself and an executive producer on the one where they got back together in 2020.
All right, so now we're moving on to her movies.
And I think we can pick up the pace here because there are a lot of movies.
Yeah, we gotta like speed. Okay,
All
ready?
right.
She was Ava Schechter in Camp Cucamonga in 1990.
She was Tori Redding in Leprechaun 1993.
In 1993, she was many characters in Sunday Funnies.
Renee Fitzpatrick in She's the One 1996.
In 1996, she was Allison in Dreamfern and Insomniac.
She was Debbie in Till There Was You in 1997.
In 1997, she was Kate Mosley in Picture Perfect.
In 1998, she was Clove in The Thin Pink Line.
In 1998, she was Nina Borowski in The Objection of My Affection.
She was Joanna in Office Space in 1999.
She was the voice of Annie Hughes. No, I don't care. In The Iron Giant in 1999.
She was Emily Pohl in Rockstar in 2001.
In 2002, she was Justine Last in The Good Girl.
In 2003, she was Grace Connelly in Bruce Almighty.
She was Polly Prince in Along Came Polly in 2004.
She was Lucinda Harris and Jane in Derailed in 2005.
She was Sarah Huttinger in Rumor Has It in 2005.
She was Olivia in Friends with Money in 2006.
In 2006, she was Brooke Myers in The Breakup.
She was Jenny Grogan in Marley and Me in 2008.
She was an executive producer and played Sue Clawson in Management in 2008.
She was Beth Murphy in He's Really Not That Into You in 2009.
In Love Happens, she played Eloise Chandler in 2009.
She was Nicole Hurley in The Bounty Hunter in 2010.
And she was an executive producer again, as well as playing Cassie Larson in The Switch in 2010.
In Just Go With It in 2011, she played Catherine Murphy and Devlin Maccabee.
She was Dr. Julia Harris in Horrible Bosses 1 and 2 in 2011 and 2014.
She was an executive producer and a director for the Mia segment in Five in 2011.
She was Linda Gergenblatt in Wunderlust in 2012.
She was Jennifer Aniston in 2012 in Celebrity, which is not spelled the way people normally spell it.
She was Sarah or Rose O'Reilly in We're the Millers in 2013.
Is Rose a nickname for Sarah? There must be a story behind
I don't
that.
know. Yeah,
All
probably.
right, she was Margaret or Mickey Dawson and an executive producer of Life of Crime in 2013.
She executively produced Call Me Crazy, a five film in 2013.
She was Jane Claremont in She's Funny That Way in 2014.
She executively produced another movie and was Claire Simmons in Cake in 2014.
She was Jennifer Aniston on Journey to Sundance in 2014.
She narrated Unity in 2015.
She was Sandy Newhouse in Mother's Day in 2016.
In the movie Storks, she voiced Sarah Gardner in 2016.
In 2016, in Office Christmas Party, she was Carol Vanstone.
She executively produced The Yellowbirds and played Maureen Murphy in that in 2017.
She was Rosie Dixon and executive produced Dumplin' in 2018.
She played Audrey Spitz and executive producer in Murder Mystery in 2019.
Okay, we've gotten through all
That was a
that.
lot.
Now we can go to her current status, the next section. So right now she's acting alongside Reese Witherspoon in drama show The Morning Show, and season one was already released, and season two has been confirmed, although like many things right now will likely be delayed or yeah, mostly delayed because of coronavirus and taking precautions.
Yeah, so now moving on to her awards. She was nominated for 89 awards and won 43. So that's more than half of those. Well, less than half, I guess. I don't know.
It was more than.
And it is, but it's like almost 90. So wouldn't that be
Oh,
45?
whoops, I thought you said 83. Okay, never mind. Just back
Okay.
math here, but All right, so we're going to go through the, because the movies and television we did a lot, we're just going to do the top 10 of her awards here that she won, and we're just going to go through some of those. So we have in 2020, or not 2020, whoops, in 2003, she won Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Comedy or Musical for Friends.
In 2002, she won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for Friends.
In 2004, she won Best Foreign TV Personality, Female, and this was for a award ceremony in Sweden.
Okay. In 2003, she won Best Foreign TV Personality, Female, so she won that same award.
She also won it in 2002 and in 2001.
Okay, now I gotta find the next one. She won Actress Most in Need of a New Agent for Mother's Day and Office Christmas Party. Is that supposed to be like a diss?
I think so. Most in need of a new agent. That's not great.
But that was in 2017.
And then she won Actress Most in Need of a New Agent again in, or not again, yeah, well, in 2011. That one was a little backwards, but she won it twice.
She won cake.
She just won. That's just the name of the award is cake for the movie Cake, I'm assuming. But which movie was the cakest? Cake. Well, that's an interesting award, but it's on her list, so nice. She won Best Short Film for Room 10 in 2007.
She won. That one just doesn't. Oh, she won Woman of the Year in 2011.
And then in 2016, she won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
She won the Vanguard Award in 2007.
And I think that closes out how many awards we were doing, but I'm not gonna lie, I kind of lost track there because of all of the foreign ones. I was like grouping them together, so.
Yeah, I think I was trying to count. I think that's all.
Okay, I thought
Our
so.
list was a bit more confusing this time
Yeah,
to read.
sorry
We don't
about that,
normally
guys.
do
That was
these.
really mixed up, but a lot of them were blank or just had the movie filled in where the award should be. And we will work harder next time and make sure we have a actual functioning list.
All right.
But for now, we are going to move on to family life. So, Katie, do you want to go over her family?
Okay, so her mother's name is Nancy Dow, and her father is John Aniston. She has two brothers, Alex and John T. Melick. It's Alex Aniston. And then she has two ex-husbands, both, I believe, in the showbiz industry, that type of thing. So she was with Brad Pitt from 2000 to 2005,
That
so
is
for
their
5 years.
marriage. They were like
Oh yeah, they
legally
were
together.
married. And then she was with Justin Throes, yeah.
Bro, I don't know. Again, the name pronouncing here is not our strong suit.
From 2015 to 2017, so she kind of took a 10-year break and then married someone named, and then that didn't last. And then she has no children so far.
All right, now for our next section, the news. So Jennifer Aniston recently adopted a puppy. His name is Lord Chesterfield, and he is a rescue. She posted a picture of him on her Instagram and captioned it, "Hi, I'd like to introduce you to the newest member of our family. This is a very tired Lord Chesterfield. He stole my heart immediately. A huge thank you to at Wagmore Pets. Sorry, I can't pronounce this all like one word. And for the incredible work you do. Grateful you take such great care of these rescues and find them their forever homes." And there are lots of emojis sprinkled throughout this, but I'm not reading you the emojis. So her love of dogs in the past has been no secret. She talks about how much she loves dogs in her interview with Dogs Monthly. She said her dogs were amazing because even though they couldn't text her or bring her flowers like some of her ex-husbands, they were always her. I'm sorry, Katie's laughing in the background, and I. I can't. Okay, we just need to take a second to regroup here.
Okay, so when you said reading all the emojis, I was like, what? And then I started to calm myself down, and then you were like all of her ex-husbands. I don't know why that's so funny, but
Okay.
okay, continue.
All
Bye.
right. So even though they couldn't text her or bring her flowers, they were always there to pick her up, and they never complained. So, Jennifer Aniston fans, if you ever want to win her over, gift her a puppy. But remember, adopt, don't shop, because she loves her rescues.
Great ending rhyme thing there. All right, so moving on to the lightning round. The lightning
Oh my God. Katie, get yourself together
No.
here.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're moving on to the lightning round. The lightning round is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't put in any other part, and it's the best part because we kind of just like,
Free for all the
yeah, we
awesome.
go over all the fun stuff, all the weird quirks she has. So, she worked as a bike messenger in New York City, but the job only lasted 2 days because she drove into an open car door.
She was actually goth for part of her high school career, which is not very believable because, she's supposed to be like really light and happy, like a A-list celebrity now. But she said that she was goth and she would dress in like all dark colors, and she was just, I don't know how to elaborate on this anymore.
Okay, so as we read before, you saw that she, well, you heard that she hosted Saturday Night Live for 4 episodes, and she actually got offered a spot to star, oh no, to be on Saturday Night Live, but she turned it down to pursue her role on Friends, which I honestly think was the ultimate decision because
That was a
that
good
was,
decision.
yes.
So originally, her co-star on Friends, Courtney Cox, was Cox. Yes, we're just gonna go with that pronunciation. Was cast as Rachel, and Aniston was going to be Monica, but they ended up switching roles.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I do not know what her famous haircut is, but
What?
apparently she hated
Yes, well, it's the Rachel. It's like where her hair curls around, and it's like.
it.
Yeah,
Oh! Okay.
you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, good.
Yes.
Well, she actually hated it and got rid of it as soon as her hair grew out more.
Okay. So she actually has dyslexia.
With,
Yeah.
yes. And she has a fear of going underwater because when she was young, she drove a tricycle into a pool and couldn't get out until her brother jumped in and helped her. So this made it especially hard to film some scenes where she was swimming laps in a pool in her movie Cake.
Okay, so that's all we have today for our second episode of season two. We're sorry if it was a little like
I know, I
all
was
over the
about to
place.
say, and not a moment too soon. So make sure to tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this podcast with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio. So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity
Celebrity
Deep Dive.
Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye! Hey, so before we do the proper outro with our proper outro music, we pre-recorded this episode, meaning if we laid out our statistics and our weekly check-in, it would not have been accurate. So I'm hopping on here right now to do so. We increased 4 Instagram followers from the Selena Gomez episode to this episode. So we're up to 43 followers. We are so appreciative of all your support you're showing. And so 4 more followers might not seem like a ton, but it is to us. We appreciate every one of you. Also, we in our last episode, we said we were so close to 2,000 plays. We actually hit 2,000 plays between that time, and we're up to 2,100 plays. So thank you guys so much for your support, and keep listening. So roll the outro music.